Recently, I've been listening to some classes by my godbrother Mukunda Datta Prabhu, which I recommend. You'll learn a lot, get inspiration and direction in devotional service. In one of them, he mentioned about a Russian alternative healer, a devotee, in Vrindavan, who often asks the devotees she treats a question, that if you had two choices, either you can go back to Godhead immediately now, means you have to die, or you can live a long and happy life in this world with good health and then go back to Godhead, which would you choose? And then, obviously, I thought, as you are probably thinking, well, what would I choose? And I immediately thought, well, let's go back to Godhead now. Why hang around here? I don't believe in a happy life in this material world, so-called happy life. I just don't believe in it. By hearing from Shastra and seeing everything around me, seeing history, I don't believe in happy life, a so-called happy life. What is that? If you can be with Krishna immediately, why waste time? Now, Mukunda Datta Prabhu went on to say that most of the devotees she asked, including some big, big devotees, said, well, I'll wait here and go later, which I thought was not such a good idea, and I became a little smug. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm doing better. But then I thought again, actually I do need a longer life because I'm trying to do some things in Srila Prabhupada's service. Whatever little I can do, I feel there are some contributions that I'm trying to make before dying, before leaving this world. And Dhruva Maharaj and others were given long lives with health and mental clarity, happy lives, and then the promise of going back to Godhead. So it is there. I wondered, is there a third alternative? The third alternative is already there. Of course, the whole question's a bit nonsensical because we don't have the choice anyway. It's not in our hands. But if there is a third alternative, may I live or die, go back to Godhead or not, according to Srila Prabhupada's desire, according to my Guru's desire, or what Krishna wants. Krishna and Guru are together. So it's up to them. By Krishna's mercy, I got a guru. By Guru's mercy, I'm getting Krishna. So I'm Srila Prabhupada's slave. I'm my guru's slave. Marobi rakobi jo icha toha nijadasa prati tua adhika. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to Krishna that whether you kill me or protect me, it's up to you. I'm simply your servant. It's up to you. I'm not claiming or begging for anything else except what you want to do with me. So the same thing, I'm a slave of my guru, slave of Srila Prabhupada. When I took initiation, I took a contract of eternal bondage. Janme janme Prabhu se. My life is meant for serving him only. Whether I'm happy here or not happy here or even go to the spiritual world. Yeah, the spiritual world means all happiness. That's the fact. So that's why it's the back to Godhead movement. We're supposed to be going back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada came to bring us all back to Godhead, and he gave his disciples the duty to go and preach on his behalf and be instrumental in taking others back to Godhead. But a higher level is thinking that, well, my first duty is to serve my guru, as Prahlad Maharaj said. Nrsimhadev came personally to save Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad said, "Well, yes, you came, I bow to you, but my first duty is to my guru. And if he wants to keep me here, that's up to him. In contract with Krishna, whether he wants to give me happiness or distress, Asishava Padaratam Pirashtu Mam, if we can actually pray like this, Adarshanan Marma Hatam Kuru Tuva, Radharani prays to Krishna, it's up to you. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish, akamaye, mama janmani janmanishre, bhavatad bhaktira haitu kitwai. Without any personal desire, what do you want? You want to go home back to Godhead right now, or you'll hang around some more time and go later? What do you want? But even asking, what do you want? Well, what does my guru want? What does he want me to do? Do I want wealth, followers, women, material happiness? Do I want liberation? It's up to Krishna. Let him decide. And may I remain the servant of Krishna. May I remain the servant of my guru. Wherever I am, in whatever situation. Nija karma guna doshe. JJ janma pai. Janme janme jena tava nama guna gai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, paraphrasing or developing upon this Nadhanam Najanam verse, sings, whatever birth I may attain due to my good karma or bad karma, may I in every birth simply sing your name and your qualities. So may I in every birth, whatever situation I have, may I keep this as my aim as I struggle in this material world which is full of misery, thinking I can be happy here. May I always keep my focus on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who's brought me into his service and given me the opportunity to go back to Godhead to serve Krishna eternally. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charkibha sindhubhya eva chapa.